This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, Dr. Wax here. All right, yeah, I'll go by Dr. Wax. Because I know this is not going to be a popular one, and I have some issues with my camera. Thank God I'm wearing, like, pants. Sometimes I just wear pajama bottoms. So I'm having some issues with my camera here. You guys are getting a close-up of me. Sorry, man. Okay, so we got to talk about vaping, and we got to do this where I'm not close up, because otherwise you guys are going to kind of be like, all right, well, we need to talk about anti-nausea medicine, which isn't really good. All right, how does that work? Does that work? No, I don't know if that works. All right, so I'm kind of messing up this whole Facebook Live thing. Just don't ask me to do electronics. I'm not that good with that. Okay, so there we go. All right. Vaping. You guys already heard that about last week. We heard of a bunch of teens hospitalized with severe lung injury. We covered that already, where some of them had to be in the ICU. There were at least 12 confirmed in Wisconsin. People in Children's Minnesota who were suffering a severe lung injury. Three cases in Wisconsin. I think there were more in Wisconsin as well as Illinois. And I guess the patients that come in, younger patients, came in with shortness of breath, chest pain, cough, dyspnea, which is difficulty breathing. And there's been a lot of debate on, well, what component was it? Was it the chemicals that came from the vapor and the heating and the combustion of it? Was it the nicotine? Was it the metals dripping down from the heating elements? Or was it that they were sticking other substances in these vaping cartridges and vapors and breathing those in? And so in Minnesota, they said doctors at first thought the teens had some sort of respiratory infection like a pneumonia, you know, but then ruled it out because antibiotics weren't helping. So whether it's an interstitial lung disease, some inflammatory lung disease, some sort of allergic type of reaction, the lungs don't seem to like it in some cases. Now, I don't like to react. I don't like it when in the media we react. We hear a story, everybody says, fire the person, or sue them, or whatever, and then we start to get a little bit more deets, and then we're like, okay, wait a second, everybody kind of slow their roll. But my problem is for the past few years, we keep hearing, just whether it's anecdotal or whether it's studies that are trying to come out and get their voice heard and get up to the mic in the media, which a lot of times media is not letting these stories come out because they're not sexy. You know, there was a study saying that it leads to depression, vaping, and worsens anxiety. That would make sense, right? We've had studies talking about cardiovascular disease and vaping. That's pretty well known to me in the scientific community. We've had studies that one study just came out saying that vaping helps become a gateway for teens to smoke pot. And we really don't want our teens smoking pot. It doesn't matter how legal it is, okay? We really want our teens to kind of grow and use their minds and, you know, have that competitive drive and, you know, become the king of the jungle, so to speak. We really don't want them kind of laying low on the couch, you know, watching Netflix all day. And then we had, you know, reports of seizures. Apparently the CDC is investigating about 140 cases of seizures that have been linked to possible vaping. So as far as I'm concerned, as a doctor and as a mom, I'd say let's call, let's pull the plug, okay? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. And mind you, I get it. Look, we're in a capitalistic society, okay? You can't take some stories and then completely vilify a company who is trying to make a product for which there is demand. But, you know, we really need to kind of rethink the way we did things, all right? Everybody wants to get credit for stopping the smoking epidemic. And we, you know, berated people. We charged them more. We taxed them more for their cigarettes. We forced them to go into small rooms. I remember at the airport, at my airport in my neck of the woods, there was a small glass area with slot machines. And you could barely see anybody in there because it was all full of smoke. Because that was like the smoking section. I mean, so basically, when it came to tobacco, you could discriminate, you could charge, and you could segregate. Things that we would never allow in today's society. But we did it with smokers. And it was okay. Okay, you're not supposed to do that to any human being. You're not supposed to segregate. You're not supposed to tax more. But we did. We did, and everybody got away with it. And I'm like, guys, you can't treat smokers, you know, like they're second-class citizens. Nah, can't happen. But that was the drive. That was the campaign. And then tobacco companies helped, you know, make these vaping devices. And then we were told as doctors to tell people to vape instead. And I'm like, no. I'd like some longitudinal studies on this. I'd like to see what happens 20, 30 years from now. I'm not going to tell people to stick something else in their mouth that I don't even know what it is, and there's chemicals. Well, you got to get them off smoking. So we all had to be on board with this, you know, anti-smoking campaign. But I'm like, I don't want somebody else to stick something else in their, you know, in their mouth. The whole purpose of the lungs was to exchange oxygen. That's its only purpose. Okay? All right? Not to be able to sing a song. It's not to be able to, you know, get high. It's supposed to oxygenate your blood. And anything we do to interfere with that is bad. So now I think a lot of us, with all these stories and reports coming out, you know, cardiovascular events, depression, anxiety, seizure, lung disease, I think the majority of us are in agreement that kids shouldn't touch stuff and we probably shouldn't have people on them long term. But no one's going to do anything about it. Why? Well, society doesn't want anybody to do anything about it. People like sticking things in their mouth. That's just what they do. And kids. If kids can't smoke, and kids can't drink, and then they can't vape, right? What else are they going to do? Well, they'll probably go to marijuana. And then what? So kids are going to have a go-to, which if we were a really smart society, would come up with a go-to that sounds bad, right, and sounds all rebellious, but it's actually good for them. Now, telling them to put pixie sticks in their mouth doesn't cut it. And then we have an obesity crisis. So I am for us doing whatever we need to make sure teens don't get on this and helping adults be on it for the shortest amount of time possible, because my guess is there's some real, real bad stuff when you're on them long term. I think it doesn't take rocket science to figure that out. But there's going to be no way for us to get these kids off of these things unless they have another go-to. All right, kids are going to want to do things that kind of puts them into that stratosphere of, or that, you know, that stratum of, all right, I'm kind of bad. I'm doing something bad. So we need them to do something bad that's not bad for their health. And I don't know what we have to do to figure that out, okay? The Rubik's Cube didn't cut it in the 80s. I'm telling you guys, that didn't work. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if you guys heard the story, but a Chinese man was singing karaoke. And he attempted to hit a high note, right? I can fly. What's that song? I can fly. That one, right? I try to sing that on karaoke, right? And if I try to do the runs, okay, I could totally see myself collapse a lung. That's what he did. He collapsed a lung. Apparently, he sung at least 10 songs in a row. I do that in, you know, one shower setting. Became short of breath and had chest pains. And apparently, he punctured his lung. 65 years old, he was singing his favorite tunes. They call him Wang, all right? We don't have his full name. He was from Nanchang County, the capital of Jiangxi province, and he became breathless and started suffering from chest pain. Doctors at a hospital's emergency department found his lung had collapsed because of the pressure created in his chest from singing. Now, I guess this isn't the first time that happened. There was a One Direction fan back in 2017 that had the same problem when they screamed too loud at a concert. Okay, I sing all the time. It's hitting that high note. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Wang told the Chinese video site Pear Video that I was very excited in the heat of the moment, and after singing a few songs with very high notes, I found myself having breathing difficulties. And he had sung the set of songs many times before, so he decided to ignore the discomfort, but the pain got bad. He actually ended up making it back home. Then he went to the ER the next day and he found a collapsed lung. So called pneumothorax. So that's where the lung gets punctured. So you hold your air when you sing, me. All right, say that. Yeah, I know. Nobody ever listens to me do karaoke. Now, I like doing like, you know, Def Leppard. Right, red light, yellow light, green light, go. And the thing is when you sing rock, you can take a lot of breaths. You know, when you sing rock, you don't have to necessarily, you know, try to do that whole, you know, memory all alone in the moonlight. That you got to like hold the note and you got to like, you know, touch it. You got to be like really, really high. Screw that. I would rather just, you know, I don't know, you know, sing some, or country, you know. Yes, you blew through the door like TNT. I mean, you could do that without, you know, rupturing the lung. So I would probably say, why don't you guys sing, you know, more lower toned, you know, rock or country. I think that does a lot better than, you know, trying to sing like a Phantom of the Opera, right? Anyway, so pneumothorax could happen because air builds up between the outside of your lung, inside your, you know, kind of chest wall, and then the air from the lung escapes, fills outside, and the pressure of the air causes the lung to start collapsing. So, unfortunately, pneumothorax could happen in people with more vulnerable lungs, like cystic fibrosis. It could also happen when you're healthy. Sometimes it just happens on a plane. The air pressure on a plane, you'll hear people getting a pneumothorax. A tension pneumothorax is where the pressure starts to push parts of the your mediastinum over to the side, and we have to release the pressure by releasing the air. You've heard of people on a plane, not that I would ever want you guys to do this, where you cut right above the rib, because below the rib has the vein, artery, and nerve, so you got to be careful. You can't cut below a rib. Cut above a rib. Get in there. Somebody would stick a pen cannula, like a pen casing, take out the ink, pen casing in there, or get a tube. And I remember years ago on a plane, the doctor also got had some alcohol. They used alcohol to clean the patient, and then they had a cup of brandy or something like that, and they put the other tube into the water to provide suction. Sometimes to pull the air out, you have to have the other air of the end of the tube in fluid. And I saw that years ago as a medical student going, okay, that's, you know, I could do that. If I ever have to deal with a collapsed lung, I could totally do that. And, you know, doctors are always thinking about that, by the way. Because I don't know if you know this, but, you know, probably maybe every fourth or fifth time I'm on an airplane, and I fly a lot, there's a medical issue. And my husband will wake me up going, they need a doctor. And I'm usually asleep, you know, and then I get up, and I stumble, I go, I'm a doctor, hi, what do you need? And then they tell me. And then I, you know, whatever. And usually there's somebody else, like you'll have a nurse, you'll have an occupational therapist or whatever. This last flight to Europe, there was another doctor, a critical care doctor, and that was cool. And so we just kind of, you know, we do whatever needs to be done. You know, we do business, and it's, you know, nice. You used to get vouchers or, you know, free flights, you know, for the plane. They don't do that anymore, you know. Yeah, British Airways was like, thank you. Like, that's fine. You know, even though I spent most of the time keeping an eye on the patient, which is fine. I really was going to sleep anyway, so I'm fine with that. But, you know, it is kind of cool to, you know, go, okay, well, I was in a movie, you know, and I'd like to fly again. But I'm probably not going to fly again. But, you know, we do it for fun. We don't do it because, you know, we want something. We do it because we want to be there for patients. But everybody always asks, well, what did you get? You know, did you get paid? Did you get? No, you don't. But airplanes used to give you vouchers, which is really, really cool. But, you know, there was only one time where a patient died on the plane. Well, he coded before the plane left. We were going to Hawaii for a conference, and somebody was in the first class area on the ground. And so we did chest compressions, and we tried to, you know, revive them. And it took forever for the paramedics to come. You know, they did, and, you know, we aren't really sure what happened. We assume he died, unfortunately. But, you know, there's a whole slew of different cases that happen on planes. And so, as a doctor, especially a family doctor, you know, I, and having ER, you know, experience and urgent care experience, you know, I want to make sure that no matter what happens on a plane, I could do MacGyver medicine, basically. And so it's something we do think about. So, you know, whether you have a collapsed lung or you have a heart attack, you know, whether you have a bleeding hemorrhoid, whether you have a seizure, whatever, we do what we can. You know, I had some guy seize on the plane. I made sure his airway was fine, sat with him in case anything happened. And he was embarrassed as hell, but I was like, don't be, it's fine. You know, it's okay. You didn't pee on yourself. I peed on myself and I didn't seize. So it's totally okay. So, yeah. So, you know, careful, you know, singing karaoke. Karaoke's awesome. You know, if you guys want, you know, a night out without spending a crap load of money because you can't go to a show or you can't, you know, you don't want to gamble or you don't want to spend a bunch of money on dinner, go to these karaoke bars. You don't have to spend a lot of money on drinks and apps. A bunch of you guys could split a bunch of stuff. You have some drinks and you go up there and you sing. Now, the problem with karaoke, the reason why I don't do a lot of karaoke is I get shown up a lot. And there are people that just sing really, really good. And then you're like, oh, I don't want to follow them. And so I sit there and I calculate because apparently everybody has to take turns. And you're only supposed to do like one song at a time. So I don't know how this guy did 10 in a row, but maybe because nobody else volunteered. So anyway, it's like free entertainment in a way, right? You know, some of these people are really, really good. So I'm like, okay, man, I'm going to sing that, you know, all right, fine. I'm going to sing that Beyonce song and I'm going to nail it. But then somebody goes up there and sings it and they nail it. And you're like, whoa, that was my jam. Then you're like, okay, dang. So now I got to come up with another song. So then you're like, okay, well, you know what? I'll do a Broadway tune. Okay, I'll do something from, I don't know, Aladdin is now a Broadway show. Or Rent or whatever. Then somebody else does it. So you're like, you know what? Forget it. And then it's your turn, and you're like, you can't think of a song. That's why, like I said, always go to, like, 80s rock. 80s rock, you can't go wrong. Even if you're a girl. But if you've never, karaoke'd, I would strongly suggest you guys do that. That is, like, you know, awesome. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently we have a suspect in the Philadelphia shooting. I don't know if you guys were aware, but there were, it was a long extended period of time where officers were shot. When they had, I believe they were in the middle of a drug bust. And then officers and people had gotten trapped in the building. From what I understand, SWAT was able to get them out. And from what I understand, there were multiple injuries, at least 6 officers shot. I don't think anybody has died, thank God. But they do have a suspect, 36-year-old Maurice Hill. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner identified him. So the alleged gunman actually surrendered shortly after midnight. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross told reporters it was tear gas that got the suspect to give up. So, apparently, he wasn't injured in the shootout. But what I don't understand is people were actually taunting the officers as they were leaving. They were, you would think, you know, they would be, you know, people would be like, you know, showing support of the officers who were shot at. And then, you know, basically in a hostage situation. And instead, we're finding out that, you know, people were, you know, pelting them, taunting them. From what I understand, this gunman does have an extensive rap sheet, but I can't confirm that yet because I don't have it. And luckily, he surrendered. He had his gun illegally. We'll keep you guys posted more as we get more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota plan to visit Israel and Palestinian territories this weekend, but the Israeli government has blocked them from entering the country because they support the anti-Israel boycott movement. At issue is an Israeli law that denies entry visas to foreigners who support any form of boycott against Israel and its settlements in the West Bank. President Trump says the U.S. must get tougher on street crime after events in Philadelphia this week. A man suspected of shooting and injuring several police officers during a drug raid is in custody after a long standoff. Larry Krasner says that man had a long criminal record.
We see a lot of different types of charges. We see burglary charges, escape charges, illegally taunting a police animal. We see resisting arrest. We see multiple charges for aggravated assault.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the smoking epidemic, we're talking tobacco, is still not over. And I guess the FDA wants to still spread more understanding because we still have millions of people that still smoke cigarettes. So you're going to see new color images and more specific health warnings on cigarette packages. And I guess this move is going to mark the first revisal since the Surgeon General's warning was introduced to cigarette packaging back in 1984. You guys remember that? Like a Surgeon General warning, we were like, whoa, you know, with the Surgeon General. As a kid, I didn't really understand what a Surgeon General was. I was like, because I want to be a doctor and I want to be a surgeon. But I always want, I always had an affinity towards Army, you know? And so, and the military. So I'm like, I could be all three? And my, you know, sister's like, no, you're, okay, you're, there's no way you're even going to get through boot camp or medical school, not going to happen. So I always wanted to be a Surgeon General. I was like, I thought that was really cool. You know, just get to carry a gun, you know, get to be in uniform and all that. Although, you know, yeah, it's obviously you don't, you know, it's not what it is. So when the Surgeon General, though, said, was it Hoop? Everett Koop. I think it was Koop back in 84. He was a tough guy. He was, I mean, he was all over the place. That, you know, Reagan's Surgeon General was all over the place. And then you didn't really hear much. Yeah, I was really frustrated during Obamacare that we didn't hear much from the Surgeon General. We were like, where the hell are they? You know, we have Kathleen Sebelius, who's a political science major, making decisions on our health care with Nancy Pelosi and Obama. Where the hell is the Surgeon General? And so, unfortunately, Surgeon General started to become more of a, I don't want to say placeholder, but a figurehead. And, you know, you see, if I was Surgeon General, which is why I probably never will be able to be, I mean, I would be just flipping things over and tearing things up and going, okay, this is how we're doing it. I mean, if I was Surgeon General, I'd be like, this is how we're handling the opioid crisis, this is how we're handling the vaping crisis, this is how we're handling obesity, this is how we're going to handle the drug crisis, this is gonna how we're going to handle health care, okay? And I am going, it's like, you know, if I'm Surgeon General, I'm going to be the general, and I will need to have an army to help execute everything I need to do. And, you know, remember I told you guys with the economy yesterday, we approach the economy as like a doctor would with a medical issue? You know, with, you know, Dow dropping 800 points at one point, you know, the other day, you know, how you don't panic, you know, you try to stop the bleed, but then you, you know, immediately prepare for the aftermath and what you need to do when the economy drops and things like that. And so, you know, you kind of look at acute and chronic management of a medical condition, just like acute and chronic management of you know, of the economy. Well, you know, with healthcare in general, I really think a military-type approach, I'm not saying use the military, but a general or strategist type of thinking is exactly what you need to do. You know, who are you going to have, you know, watch the flank? Who are you going to have, you know, where's your, you know, where's the one, you know, which battle are you going to fight? Okay, I mean, it looks like we're trying to fight, you know, fight all these battles, and that's what Obamacare tried to do. Well, you know, we want to, you know, please voters, and, you know, we want to, you know, allow people with pre-existing conditions to get insurance, and we want this to happen, and we want people to not lose their insurance if they lose a job, you know, because, you know, we're going to come into a recession, and blah, blah, blah. And so there were all these little battles, and they were fought half-assed. And what you need to do is you need to pick your battles, and you need to fight those, you know, pretty diligently head on. You need to strategize. If you know there's going to be an after effect of a battle, and like, let's say, okay, well, a dam will be broken and then a city may be flooded. Okay. And that's kind of what happened with the pre-existing condition issue, right? Saying, all right, insurance companies, you have to pay for pre-existing conditions. So be prepared that people are not going to buy insurance if they're sick, because now they'll get to, you know, just buy it when they're sick. True, there's a certain, you know, enrollment period and things like that. But were they ready? Was our quote-unquote health strategy and initiative army, in quotes, ready for that sequelae or for that, you know, subsequence? And no, they didn't care. But like, we're just going to, you know, have our front, and we're going to advance our front, and whatever happens, happens. Well, unfortunately, you had a lot of people flee. You had a lot of chaos, and you had employers looking at the bill as, okay, wait a second here. Okay, you want me to not only keep somebody hired during a recession, but you want me to pay for health insurance that now has tripled? No, we're going to cut costs. So, you know, I really think maybe, you know, I keep talking about having, you know, medical personnel in on these decisions. Maybe we really do need military. You know, we have a healthcare issue. We have a war going on, figuratively, with people dying, not having access to healthcare, or they have, you know, a perceived access, but they have high bills. And we have people who want to run things that have their political butts as the primary focus, as opposed to what Mary or Bob need on Main Street or, you know, small town or in Harlem or whatever. And so, you know, how would you approach this? And I don't know. I think it'd be a great idea. Have the military get involved. Have somebody with, you know, some sort of strategy or, you know, military training help come up with an idea of how to address this. So under the proposal, now what they're going to do, the FDA, is they're going to have images. An image is going to have to occupy 50% of the area on the front and rear panels of the packages. Then at least 20% of the area at the top of cigarette advertisements. See, I don't know. I just have a problem with the company advertising against themselves. You know, it's like, is our Jack Daniels bottle going to now have a picture of somebody mangled in a car accident? Well, no, because you can't prove that Jack Daniels will do that. Well, we technically can't prove that if you smoke that one particular cigarette, you're going to look like that, you know, like you're going to have bladder cancer. But I guess they want the warnings to have pictures. Because they want, you know, so they want people to look at the package and not want to buy it, which is really hard to ask a company to advertise against themselves. Make your package so disgusting looking and scary looking that nobody wants to buy it. I just kind of have a problem with that, even though I have a problem with smoking in general. Because I do. So, a lot of smokers may not realize that they could have blindness, that it could harm their children, that it could cause heart disease, bladder cancer, etc. And limb amputation. A lot of people don't realize there's a lot of medical conditions that smoking can, unfortunately, put you at risk for. And so, a concern is that maybe people just think it's lung cancer. They don't care about lung cancer. But maybe they'll worry about losing a limb. Maybe they'll worry about their kid's asthma being worse. You know, when I interview pediatric patients and families, I ask, you know, do they smoke? You know, because smoking can increase a child's risk for ear infections, a whole variety of illness. And, you know, parents, we talked about this, you know, in the last hour, a lot of people don't want to be very open. You know, they don't want to tell their doctor. And parents would say, no, of course I don't smoke. And the kid's like, yeah, you do, Mom. You know, you know, gutsy kid. Gutsy kid. And if I did that, I would lose 5 teeth. I would lose 5 teeth. So, yeah. But, you know, what do you do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so when we come back from break, you know, we've been talking about telemedicine and how, you know, telemedicine has been now taking over primary care. Well, telemedicine is going to start taking now over parts of medicine that are even deeper. And I guess abortions can be done now over telemedicine. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Love Daniel. And Jason, too. Lots of kisses there. Okay. So, yeah. I don't get surprised often. I mean, I'll act surprised. I'll be like, oh, my God, really? You know, I'm not 29. Okay, maybe I'm a little surprised by my age. Or by, I get on a scale, and I'm like, no. Oh, gosh, no, that can't be. So, okay, yeah, I get surprised by some of those. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of things don't surprise me. But the one thing that is just kind of really, really, something I didn't predict, and maybe I'm just kind of losing my mojo, I don't know, is I didn't predict the internet and computers and automation and electronics and the cyberspace taking such a huge role in medicine as it has. I thought it would be more for the education component. I just didn't think that we were going to be able to do gynecological procedures online. I mean, I've tried to stick a speculum through the USB port. Doesn't work. Doesn't come across the other side. Tried to stick my finger through to do a rectal exam. Doesn't come through. So, to me, I was naive thinking, okay, no, you know, telemedicine is going to have its place as it starts to grow, and it'll be more for an educational, you know, tool and vehicle. But then instead, as I became involved in telemedicine, I learned, oh, there's a lot of things you can do. You know, yeah, it may not be ideal or 100%, but a good history and having the patient guide you through the exam through a video can allow you to do a lot. So I'm a fan of telemedicine, but I'm also a fan of, you know, knowing its limitations and making sure you use a doctor in person. Well, again, I was kind of blown away today when I heard that there was a study being reported by Reuters where medical abortions can be done safely through telemedicine. They actually studied this. And by medical abortion, this isn't the suction type of abortion. This is where they give the pills, right? The one that blocks the progesterone and the one that, you know, starts the cramping and the expulsion of the pregnancy. But they say terminating a pregnancy with medication under virtual supervision from a clinician, they say is just as effective and just as safe as doing so in a medical facility. They even found, I believe, more people needing to move on and do the suction sort of abortion in those that met with the provider in person than those who did telemedicine. But they think maybe that's because people with telemedicine don't follow up as much. You know, they're less inclined to follow up. You would think it would be easier for them to make the phone call. But what we're going to see in our society, whether you're pro-abortion or not, or pro-telemedicine or not, is if there is a demand for a procedure or a demand for medical providers, and we don't have them, and I guess 90% of the counties in America don't provide abortion services, then telemedicine is going to step up. Now, I don't know if anybody else sees the writing on the wall, but a doctor or a medical provider that does telemedicine doesn't necessarily have to be anymore in your state. Doesn't even necessarily have to be in your country. You could have people doing telemedicine in other countries. And so if any of you medical providers thought that your job was safe, because who is going to be able to replace a doctor, you know, or a nurse practitioner or a PA? No, it could be done some country. And, you know, I don't know, Far East, wherever, Australia, we're hearing, you know, in continents and countries all over the place where doctors will do telemedicine for our American patients. Now, for the companies I work for, you do have to be licensed in a state, and you cannot give care to states you're not licensed to. But look at how the rules can change. If people want abortions and there's not enough providers wanting to do abortions, then fine, we'll then use telemedicine to do it. And as long as that doctor has a license of the state, he doesn't have to physically be there. So I have licenses in multiple states. I'm obviously not in all those states. I'm only in Nevada. But because I have licenses, I can practice medicine. I wouldn't do a medically supervised abortion. That's not my expertise. But I'm seeing people for coughs, colds, shingles, right? Anxiety issues, chest pain. I'm seeing them over the phone. So, you know, how these, you know, medical abortions work basically is you have two pills. And, you know, they're pretty effective. I guess the failure rate, according to the association or the American Pregnancy Association, is there's about a 2 to 8% failure rate. The abortion bill costs anywhere between $300 to $800. And so when you go in for an abortion and you qualify for one to be medically done, you first get mifepristone, which basically blocks progesterone. In order for your pregnancy to stay alive and active and in the uterus, you need progesterone. That's why your progesterone rises and you get constipated and you gain weight and you bloat and you get pimply. It's because of progesterone. And so the first pill blocks that. So if they block it, your uterus can't support the pregnancy. Then, within a day or two, about usually 24 to 48 hours, you then get your misoprostol. And that is what causes your uterus to contract and then expel the pregnancy. Now, you're supposed to return to the clinic, right, within a few weeks, to, because it's going to take probably, you know, a few days to expel it, to make sure that everything's gone. You don't have retained products, etc. Well, in this particular study, they did all that through the telephone, through telemedicine. Telemedicine could be phone, it could be Skype, video, any of those. And so they said of the 5,900 patients that underwent medical abortion, remember, not suction abortion, 738 women met with providers, and 77%, right, followed up, all right? But less women followed up if they did telemedicine, but they apparently had still successful abortion rates. So, you know, I know people are like, oh, my gosh, you know, what else are we going to be able to do over the phone? Well, I guess demand is going to now guide medicine. I mean, when I went into medicine, there were some things you just never, ever did. All right? You know, I mean, back then, it's like, you know, if you weren't a doctor, you were not going to be allowed to do X, Y, and Z. And now we're hearing, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we're going to now deputize others to manage this. It's not that big a deal. And, you know, the relaxing of the rules, I get that. Some of the rules can be relaxed. Okay? I mean, I don't think you have to be a doctor for all procedures. I think non-doctors can do a lot of procedures out there, too. I think that's, you know, I think the training's there. But how much more are we going to get lax in terms of, you know, the art of medicine? Don't then call it doctoring. Don't then call it medicine. Okay, medicine to me is you come in and you say you have a symptom and you're not really sure what you have. And I'm looking at you and I don't like your color. I don't like the smell. There's something going on. I'm looking at the history and I'm like, I bet this is what's going on. And that's medicine. And I can't do that in telemedicine. I could do a lot in telemedicine. I love telemedicine. Right? You know, but, you know, and I see why it's called medicine. But I'm wondering if maybe we need to kind of change that term, because I don't mind how much things change and how much things progress, but medicine is an art, and the way I learned that art was pretty damn cool. And I loved the fact that we used all our senses when we diagnosed you. You know, but I also love the idea of access. I love the idea that if you are in a small town and you don't have access to a doctor, you know, and you have a fever and you need advice, you don't have to pay a few hundred dollars or drive 40 miles. You can talk to a doctor right there in their living room. So I think the access is fantastic. But where is it going to stop? I mean, are we going to push the envelope and go, okay, you know what? We're going to do minor surgery through telemedicine. Okay, you're going to have the scalpel, and you're going to cut the cyst. You're going to do the, you know, you're going to do the procedure there. You know, we're already designing and patenting instruments where you'll put the stethoscope on your heart. And we'll be like, no, move it over. And, I mean, are we going to do that with vaginal speculum? I mean, you know, so this do-it-yourself or let us be your guide so we could, you know, see this over the phone, do this over the phone. Yeah, it increases access, but it really is changing medicine. And we're going to have to change the name. That's what I say. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. No, go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.